Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixon Dog Cockewell Show. My name is Nixon Dog Cockewell, the namesake for this year's podcast. This is the new format that I'm going to be testing out for my scripts. Recommended, actually, that I be more unscripted, thanks to Twirling Otter. I'll be using bullet points to write out my points, but otherwise, I'll just basically ad-lib the entirety of this bullet-pointed script. Now, keep in mind, things have been rapidly changing during my hiatus from Cockewell's media stuff for the past few weeks, and most likely not for the better. I do have solutions, though they will likely be done at my expense to balance things out. Now, let's not waste any more time and get straight into it. First things first. I have been having a mental health crisis as of late. This is a result of a vitamin, mineral, and hormone deficiency. I am privately looking for solutions in order to fix this issue, and I have been for quite some time. I would recommend you find vitamin and hormone deficiencies after speaking with a professional about it. But that said, it may be better just to actually research this yourself. But again, I'd recommend you research this after speaking with a mental health professional. I have no excuses for it, as I've basically allowed this demon inside of me. Yes, this is one of the many demons I have been fighting over the past 2 or 3 years now. And at the end of a week, this is when the symptoms started. Now, what are they exactly? Well, I show signs of intermittent explosive disorder, or IED, only the mild form, which is high frequency, but low intensity outbursts. I have had, however, low frequency, high intensity outbursts of anger, but not to the point where I've gone aggressive and violent. Another sign that I have is essentially symptoms of pathological demand avoidance, where if you're expected to do something, you just cannot do it. Not because you don't want to, but since you feel controlled, micromanaged, manipulated, you just cannot do it at all. This is on the autism spectrum, by the way, and I have probably non-classical autism. I have what is called Asperger's syndrome, or just level 1 autism. It's still classical autism. That's what it is. It's just the lower level of autism, if that makes sense. But I noticed this whenever I was discussing something with a couple people close to me, and the discussion turned a little ugly. I don't know how ugly, but it went south for me. I have also had an inexplicable fear of someone or something attacking me for some ill-gotten reason. I had my demons. One of them is paranoia. This is one of the demons that I have been fighting for quite a while. And again, I am doing this privately, so all I ask is for basically just privacy on this matter, because I have already been doing whatever I can to turn things around. Another symptom I've had is forgetting to do things. This has to do with potentially my amygdala just atrophying pretty bad. I've always had bad memory though, so this is just one of the things. My dopamine levels were low, even though I get some exercise for 2 hours a day, just walking back and forth, just around the house. I do get exercise 2 hours worth a day, but I might have a low enough dopamine level to where I can't even do squat. Oh, and from the research I've been doing on dopamine detoxes, they don't work. But on a certain day of the week, I happen to be doing what is called an information fast. Because those, they can actually work out big time and lower serotonin. Speaking of serotonin, it is way too high. Because if the serotonin levels are too high, well, you need a serotonin detox. That is what the information detox is all about. Instead of a dopamine detox. And instead, I need to up my dopamine levels as a result of, well, serotonin toxicity. My hygiene has gone pretty bad too. I forget to shower pretty much every other day. I just don't shower as much as I used to, which is strange if you think about it, because normally I tend to be well showered. But a lot of videos on Kogul's Nation as of late have been faceless because of the fact that I am not clean enough to wear my suits. Plus, it's already hot as is, so that's not a good sign if you ask me. This may not be a symptom, but my writer's block has gotten worse over time. I started writing as an author right around 2017, but I would only have horrible writer's block. I still have writer's block, and I don't know what started inducing writer's block. I might have had it my entire life, and I would have had no idea. Next, deterioration of my speech patterns. Basically, a horrible, horrible speech impediment. This could have spanned a number of years, at least since 2019. I don't know what caused my speech impediment to just suddenly activate, but it's been completely disgusting how much my vocabulary just dropped to where us Zoomers can only have like 5,000 words that we know when we should be knowing a lot more. For example, I read a stat one time that the average man in the 1800s knew over 50,000 words. So he could express himself better than we can express ourselves today. So I don't know what the heck is happening here. My humble opinion on this, of course. I have ultimately determined that it is a bad lifestyle detox that I have been doing for a while. But again, I'm going to reiterate this. I am still looking into what could be causing my mental health issues. One other thing that I have noticed is after speaking with one of my folks, he was like, I'm going through the exact same thing you are. Well, let me explain it this way. He went through the exact same thing I'm currently going through, which is the fact that I'm just beating myself up over not being able to explain squat at all. Especially when it comes to certain topics that I will not cover in main episodes, but I have covered them in bonus episodes. So there's that to consider. But I have also become more aggressive as of late. My aggression really started showing in 2019, and it's only gotten worse from there. I have made a joke one time where I really do need to become a professional wrestler and train under someone who is patient and specializes with those with autism. So that's just how I would be. I can get very aggressive, but I wouldn't mind getting into another combat sport like boxing or martial art like Krav Maga. Taekwondo, that's just a no-go for me. But I would probably do one of the southern forms of wushu. So southern fist or I think southern staff. I think it's southern staff. And I think some other southern forms of Chinese kung fu. So there's that. Next, there are a lot of changes that I made to Cache OS. Almost all of Wayland was ditched, with the exception of regular Wayland and EGL Wayland. Now, I don't know if I've talked about how much I hate the way Wayland is structured and the fact that it's been broken by design for years. There is a website that I have found that I'll link below YouTube side that basically explains why it fractures the Linux development environments all over the place. Because you have to do all kinds of different things for things like Mir and WL root and all this Wayland stuff. This breaks the security of your Linux operating systems if you use Wayland. This is, in my humble opinion, completely stupid to me. And that's why I will use X11, pretty much until the day I die. I do not give a rip about Wayland at all. I will not cover anything Wayland. I am still using multiple browsers. I've completely ditched the Chromium-based junk on my desktop, and I'm only using Firefox-based browsers hardened to the nines. For video editing, still using KdenLive for it, still using OBS for screen recording. Though I am open to trying Simple Screen Recorder, which I do have now, and seeing how that's going to go. For sensitive files now, I decided to try out PicoCrypt, which is no longer in production, but it should still work because of the security implications of these types of files. Sudo had to be reinstalled because Duraz will now work with Veracrypt. I know it's very silly to think about it because sudo can become extremely vulnerable. However, Duraz just does not work. And with Veracrypt, you're toast. You need sudo. So I had to reinstall sudo. Now, a lot of people are probably going to want me to install the Rust version of the GNU Core Utils. Scratch that. That's not happening. You can't get me to switch to Rust. I'd rather the C code instead of Rust. Now, another thing is that I've fully switched to Obsidian to write this podcast. I stated this in episode 18, in fact. Now, I would recommend a local first setup, even if the so-called threat model doesn't call for it. According to Gabriel Custodiate of Watchman Privacy, threat models are a complete joke. Episode B3, the bonus episode 3, does in fact have the only threat model I do agree with. Anyway, if you don't like Obsidian, you can use things like Locksec, Standard Notes, Simple Notes, I used Simple Note in the past, and Beaver. These are decent options that I have personally found. Next, when it comes to the Fediverse, my former editor, Mugita Sokyo, who is an aspiring VTuber, he started some ActivityPub profiles for Kokubles Media for those looking to interact with us. Right now we have Discuss.online, not Discuss.today, that was my mistake. We have Discuss.online for Lemmy, and I think Sokyo also has a Mastodon. It is Voracious Network, if I am not mistaken. Now, keep in mind, I will not be using ActivityPub. There's no chance you're going to get me using ActivityPub. And I will not be using the AT protocol either with BlueSky. BlueSky is very weird with their fake decentralization. I mean, look at what they did to appease the UK government with the Online Safety Act. Do you think that's centralized? I think that is centralization. Anyway, Sokia will be the one on ActivityPub updating people on the happenings of Kokubles Media primarily. I will also be involved in what he writes, but only as a means to make sure he doesn't violate NDAs that we have internally made. But otherwise, good luck getting me on ActivityPub, but I'm going to use another popular protocol instead. I'm not going to name the protocol for OPSEC reasons. And no, it's not going to be the AT protocol, something else entirely. Now, I'm going to go ahead and cover this. Piracy. It is on the rise. A lot of people call this torrenting. It's just file sharing using torrent files. That's what this is. That is very, very popular nowadays. And piracy? It's not piracy if you don't own your video games. Now, why do I say this? There's a good reason for piracy of video games going on the rise. Publishers and developers are plastering digital restrictions management on every single game. Think of DRM as digital locks that you cannot break, but these digital locks can and will be eventually broken. They will be what are called cracked. Now, you need to make sure you actually have the right sources when you do this. Some games cannot even be found on storefronts anymore. For example, Unreal Tournament is now classified as a series of abandonware games because Epic Games, they just completely abandoned it altogether. And Tim Sweeney, I'm looking at you. Just declare Unreal Tournament a bannerware, dude. Just do it. Anyway, when you have games from Steam or GOG, GOG, I think it's technical, but it doesn't matter. When you buy a game from a digital storefront, you do not own the game, even if it is installed on your machine. That's why the phrase is going around saying, if buying isn't owning, then piracy isn't stealing. It is unfortunately legitimate nowadays, while it could be misguided in some point. It could be misguided in some points. Now, Generation Z, my generation, yes, I am a Zoomer. We cannot afford anything anymore, even if we work as hard as we can and get multiple jobs just to pay the bills. We can't do squat. So, maybe take a look at episode B2 to understand why I am doing what I am doing today. And yes, I am fulfilling that call. Again, episode B2, the second bonus episode of this series, is going to explain that. Anyway, this will make us to resort to piracy using proper OPSEC in Minecraft. DMCA and other copyright nonsense be darned. If something is no longer available on a storefront, this is to this fear of missing out BS that we have to deal with. They shouldn't have the lawful right to do it, but for some reason, they do. Though we do not have any need for DMCA or other things of that sort, for once something is gone, you need to call this abandonware. And abandonware is not unlawful. This will, however, allow for true ownership of something that cannot be bought and paid for anymore. That is my opinion on it. I will stress that this does not reflect the opinion of Cogules Media, point blank carte blanche. If, however, a game is still on sale and it's a good quality game, like an indie game, for example, such as Peak, I would just recommend buying the game if it can't be afforded. Otherwise, just go for abandonware, personally speaking. Just buy indie games, as those can be better than the corporate slop. Unless the corporate slop is offered for free and you own it. Okay? This will be in the license. Next up, to help with my writer's block, I have been listening to some music by Liborio Conti. He is a composer of some music that I have found, which is royalty-free with restrictions. Maybe he just could have Creative Commons the music, but hey, it's his music, so I get it. I went for 432Hz and relaxing music that he tends to use a lot. I went for 432Hz and relaxing music collections of his, which seem to help me focus better when I write in Obsidian, but then again, I get distracted a lot. That, combined with a quiet environment, because of what I explained in bonus episode number 2, the presence of companion animal too, will also help out. Notice it didn't say pet. That's intentional. I happen to have a form of special needs that will probably require a companion animal. Again, bonus episode 2 in the RSS feed and Wavelink versions will explain why. I would personally give this guy some love if I could support him financially. However, since I can't, I hope this serves once the link is in the description. And if he's willing to, I'd be happy to help in some form of production. In my case, I do compose music myself using free software philosophy compliant applications, Zedrhythm, Ardour. So those are the two DAWs I tend to use a lot. Anyway, I might go ahead and just use some of his music in the future and credit him because it's very, very, very obvious. Now, I'm not going to be covering this on YouTube side, so an edit is going to have to be made here. But if you're on the Wavelake side, keep on listening because this section's not going to be cut. I am reading a blog called Untraceable Digital Dissident, and it is made by a blogger named Ghost. He is a southern guy, southern US in particular, and I have actually been reading this blog even before it started on WordPress. I just found him one day and I just never stopped reading this guy's work. Now, what does Ghost do? He writes guides on practical privacy techniques that even most people would not think of when they talk about privacy. Anonymity be darned. Now, I've been saving every single blog post he writes for local reading, should I desire to read but I don't have internet turned on. His advice has been followed by me even before I found his work. For example, I have been using GNU Linux operating systems for over 5 years now, as of August 20th, 2025, and I've never been happier as a result of this. Alright, YouTube side, let's get you back in here. In the previous segment, I have actually talked about the blogger Ghost and his blog. I'm not going to give the name out here because the algorithm would probably have an aneurysm if I actually talked about proper privacy preserving techniques. Now, you may be asking why I was forced into a hiatus. Long story short, our internet is dying on us here. We have very poopy internet, essentially. I was able to upload fine, though, for almost 4 years. And actually, the day that I'm recording this is the fourth anniversary of Kokuul's Media, surprisingly so. The day I'm recording this. Ugh. It's been frustrating, but a solution was seemingly worked out, which will not be disclosed It's not going to be disclosed for personal reasons. But my thoughts on the matter is, I just can't pull any punches here. This is a sabotage to my potential, likely because it was seen. Hopefully this was an accident, but despite that, it's very infuriating. And it's probably the only way I could ever be motivated to do anything on here, especially on YouTube and Wavelake. I do have a lot of bitterness that settled in once the hindrance was set in place, and I don't think it was designed to happen. Likely done to strengthen the accidental sapper theory. This was caused by me uploading a Kokuul's Reddit reading video, which had been basically deleted because I wasn't really happy with how it turned out. Neither was Sokyo. That would have been the fourth until I basically had to stop when the internet shut down. We basically have dial-up garbage at this point. Some form of modern-day dial-up called DSL. Ugh. But I am going to have to go ahead and end this episode here. That said, every episode releases Wednesday afternoon, provided there are no scheduling conflicts, at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on Wavelake, YouTube, and any other Podcast 2.0 player, such as Podverse, Fountain, AntennaPod, and many, many more. You can also copy the RSS feed, located in the show notes YouTube side, and paste it to a player that does not support Podcast 2.0 standard. I listen on Fountain and AntennaPod, or on my iPhone 7, I just use Podverse because I don't really need Fountain. But that said, it basically works just as well as I need it to for my needs, especially with a quick search. But that said, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.